Diners en route to a nice restaurant week meal may be surprised to learn that it's likely their server, bartender, or chef has a drug or alcohol problem. WHYY Urban Life correspondent Elizabeth Thieler reports that addiction has become a big part of Philadelphia's bustling restaurant scene.
Restaurant servers, bartenders, and cooks spend hours surrounded by alcohol. Their job is to cater to tipsy people out for a good time. Meanwhile, they themselves work long, stressful shifts that don't end until 2 or 3 a.m.
Drugs affect everyone in this business.
That's a 21-year-old Philadelphia waitress named Jen. She has to stay anonymous to protect her privacy and her job because after going into recovery, she works at a Philly restaurant and struggles to stay clean.
And I literally come in here every day, be mad that I got skipped 7 times, be mad that they tipped me $2 on a $70 check and I carried out 3 trays for them. Whatever it is, that cigarette is waiting there for me, whether it's a day or a year, it's waiting. Same thing with drugs.
Food service workers rank near the top of the list of occupations with heavy alcohol abuse and illicit drug use. Philadelphia food industry workers say that includes cocaine, heroin, and prescription pills like Percocet, Oxycontin, and Adderall. The nature of the job, as well as its social traditions, combine to feed the problem. At some establishments, sympathetic bartenders keep drinks flowing for servers while on the job and after the shift ends. Industry veterans say drugs are readily available, too, if you know whom to ask.
They're waiting on tables late into the evening. They finish up a late shift at 11, 12, 1 a.m., and then they've got to somehow unwind and calm down and prepare for sleep. And that's difficult to do.
That's David Gastfriend, CEO at the Treatment Research Institute, an alcohol and drug research and policy organization based in Philadelphia.
So what do people do when they get off shift and they want to unwind? Well, the only people around are their colleagues from work. They go out and they have a drink.
For restaurant workers in recovery, maintaining their income can mean returning to the same place where they fell to temptation. He says workers in the gaming industry face a similar dilemma. So do nurses, though their drug of choice tends to be opiates, says Shane Mose of the Livingren Foundation, an addiction treatment facility in Pennsylvania. He says it's difficult for the brain to adjust to sobriety.
When you're in early recovery in particular, it's a very weak muscle. And so doing something very intentional is taxing. It's taxing mentally to try and move against that momentum that has been well rehearsed.
From within Philly's restaurant scene, some are doing what they can to change the culture. Restaurant owner Steve DeFilippo has a zero-tolerance policy for employees at a string of northern Italian food restaurants.
When I first started, it's been almost 30 years now since I started Davio's, we would have drinks after work. You know, we would hang out at the bar.
DeFilippo says he long ago got rid of the traditional free shift drink. That's when, at night's end, the customers leave the bar and the wait staff sticks around and drinks together. Unlike at some jobs, part of the problem at restaurants can be that the boss is right there with the staff, drinking or doing drugs. That point got underlined vividly a month ago when celebrated local chef Michael Solomonov, founder of Zahav, came out as a drug addict in the pages of the Sunday New York Times. Chef David Ansel is a Philly restaurant industry veteran. He says he doesn't really drink at home, but when he gets to work.
During a day, I can drink a bottle and a half. You know, little sips like the glass I have in front of me. In legal terms, medical terms, I'm an alcoholic. I drink every day. I look forward to it.
Ansel says he has toned down his whiskey drinking habit because he no longer felt like he could handle it physically. But
I see kids, you know, I've worked with that are in their 20s and early 30s that look worse than I do. You know what I mean? They look like, just stop already. Just stop, you know? You have to learn to grow out of it to be able to maintain a level of professionalism and make this a career.
Ansel says a lot of young restaurant workers assume their stay in the industry will be short, until they can find a real job. So he says they figure, why not take advantage of the easy access to alcohol while they can? And that, for all too many, can mark the start of a lifelong struggle. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.
WHYY Newsworks web producer Marilyn D'Angelo also contributed reporting to this story.